On a brisk Saturday night in Brooklyn, 20 strangers got together to talk.
So we will start bringing out food, and I hope to hear some really, really good discussions about these topics. Thanks!
Yari Blanco and her boyfriend, Durrell Smith, are putting on a modern-day salon.
The topic tonight is identity, which I think is important, and I'm excited to hear everybody's take on it. At each table, now you have a piece of paper.
The questions on the paper are about what people think about gender, race, and ethnicity. They're the sort of issues that can be hard to talk about, especially with people who you don't know well.
Cis normativity.
Yeah.
I don't even get looks. There's less discomfort if a woman were to go into a male bathroom and actually use it. You know what I mean? Like, because there's some girls that are like, oh, I'm skipping this whole crap. I'm gonna go to.
So I think I'm hesitant to categorize the N word as a bad word, because I really do believe that there is something to be said about a people taking ownership of something in a community.
Don't you think that maybe Dennis Rodman caught a lot more flack simply because he was seen as more masculine on the outside as opposed to Prince? Do you know what I'm saying?
There's something that happens over this evening. This group of people, this space, everything about it feels comfortable. And this is what Yari knows how to make, a sense of community.
What's really special about the salon is that when you come to this dinner, like, you're buying into the idea that you're going to have a conversation that might make you uncomfortable. My name is Yari Blanco, and I am the founder of The Girl Mob.
Yari started her career working in media for outlets like BET and Mundos. And she tells us now about how The Girl Mob came to be, why she decided to dedicate herself to building community for people of color.
The Girl Mob is a digital sisterhood that was started 2 years ago. Our purpose is to unite women of color and to be able to share our stories so that we can see how much we have in common and not focus on what divides us. I grew up partly in Dominican Republic and in Venezuela as a kid. I was very much an extrovert. I knew everyone in my neighborhood in Dominican Republic at 3 years old. Apparently, I was like the mayor of my neighborhood. I moved to New York when I was 8 years old, grew up in Queens. Girl Mob was something that I had been thinking about for quite some time. And I felt like our stories, and I speak from the point of view of a Latina, were being told in silos. And so I wanted to create a platform where all of our stories came together. And then the other reason that I started was coming from entertainment. The people in media can be very cruel. So I worked for this company and I was already on my way out, and we were putting together an event and we had a walkthrough of the venue. I had just came from the gym, and so I was like, oh crap, I'm running late. So I took a shower, I threw on a sundress, I put on a denim jacket, undergarments, I forgot to wear a bra. So I go to the walkthrough and I'm sitting in a corner minding my business, and the CMO, which is the chief marketing officer, texted my coworker, who was my senior director, and was like, why is she not wearing a bra? It's very distracting. That's so disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. And then that text was sent to the rest of my team, and it was so embarrassing. I was like, I'm getting emotional talking about it. Sorry. That was the last drop for me, where I was like, okay, as a woman, I would never do that. Like, there were so many different ways for her to handle that. I feel like we as women do a disservice to each other when we do that kind of thing to each other. When you're a person of color and you walk into the room, the first thing you look for is other people that look like you. So if you walk into a company and you see another woman of color, at least for me, the expectation is like, okay, there's someone else here that looks like me, and immediately, to me, you are an ally. And to find out that person is not an ally can be very disheartening. So I try to be that person. I told myself, I was like, when I am in power, when I get to a place in my career that I have the keys, I'm gonna make sure that I do the best that I can to look out for other women that are coming up behind me, because I think community is everything. Yeah.
Yari Blanco is the founder of The Girl Mob, a website that publishes content by women of color and that puts on live events.